Belly up to the bar, you've just entered the baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life, where we get the latest take, the experts at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And if they find that something is misleading at the skin deep level, well, if it's misleading and it works against you, it's heading for trouble. That puts it in the danger zone. Joining me today, Kyle Guskey, investment analyst at New Constructs, which is online at newconstructs.com. Kyle, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
I don't want to discount what we're doing here today, but you're not here to belly up to the bar with the usual troubling, maybe causing indigestion or lack of sobriety kinds of drinks. We might be drinking the Shirley Temples here at the baddest biker bar in the investment world. We're heading to the attractive zone. So who is in the attractive zone today?
Manning and Napier Disciplined Value Series Fund.
You are so good looking.
Manning and Napier Disciplined Value Series Fund. It is ticker symbol MDVWX. We don't mind something that's sweet tasting every now and again. So what's the sugar that makes this fund look so good?
Got to switch it up every now and then, right? So when we're looking at mutual funds, you know, we can by sector or style. We look at the style here, you know, large cap value. It's actually our second highest rated style for the first quarter of 2025. So we've got, you know, off the start, we know that, okay, this style has some decent funds in it. Let's dig deeper and see if we can find one of the better ones. And with Manning and Napier, that's the Disciplined Value Series Fund. That's exactly what we see when we look at the holdings. You know, we look at each of the underlying holdings and basically rate the entire fund, you know, give it the same ratings as we give our stock ratings. We look at, you know, profitability of the holdings, we look at the valuation of the holdings, aggregate that all together to get a look at, you know, overall profitability of the fund, overall valuation of the fund. And we do that, we can do it for, you know, funds and the ETFs as well as the benchmarks and the overall market. So we can see that this fund specifically, you know, allocates more to very attractive and attractive rated funds and allocates less to unattractive and very unattractive funds. So you've got a situation where holdings quality is superior, you're holding more good stocks, profitable companies. And then on the valuation front, they're also holding companies that are cheaper than the benchmark and the overall S&P 500.
You know, one of the things that we frequently are talking about with you or with David Trainer is, you know, how much is a fund, especially when it gets into funds, how much is a fund an outlier? Everybody's trying to find good funds. Nobody wants to pick something that is intentionally in the trouble spot. But like, given what this fund does, how common is the very attractive predictive rating that it's got?
Yeah, so it obviously varies by each sector and style. You know, we do give some normalization to the ratings for ETFs and mutual funds just so we didn't end up with majority of them neutral. Because when you're getting so many stock ratings together, combined into a mutual fund rating, it could put everything in the neutral category. But large cap value is, again, with the highest or second highest rating of all these styles, and you've got 12 styles, it will hold more very attractive or attractive funds just because the holdings in that, you know, style would be more likely to be, you know, higher quality. The overall style rating is going to look at, you know, all the funds and ETFs in that style, what their ratings are, look at the valuation of those holdings. And so style itself is good. And this one is particularly strong. Again, with the combination of strong holdings, you've got holdings that are more profitable. ROIC is 11% compared to 10% for the benchmarks. It's not a huge difference. But on the valuation front is really where this one stands out. You got valuation measured by price to economic book value, sort of the, you know, the no growth value of the stock. In this case, the no growth value of the holdings of the fund. You know, these are valued almost half at half the expectations for future growth of the benchmark. So you've got a situation where profits a little bit better, you know, almost the same, but the valuation of all the holdings is half of what you would get from the benchmark and, you know, significantly below more than the overall market. So scenario where style looks good, this fund looks particularly good.
Is part of this, therefore, and part of the analysis, therefore, the idea that somebody who's in large cap value is kind of shooting fish in a barrel a little bit, in that whatever fund you got looks okay or better than okay. The fact is that A, you want to stick with it and be above there. That's the predictive nature of the ratings. And B, even in a category that's doing well, you really want to be at the end where you're dealing with the best of the best.
Exactly. It's our second highest rated. There still are, let's see, 130 plus mutual funds and ETFs that get a neutral, unattractive, or very unattractive rating. And so that diligence of, you know, digging into the holdings matters, because while there is quality, there's definitely pitfalls to watch out for. So that's what we're looking at here with the Manning Napier Disciplined Value Fund. They're not one of the pitfalls. You know, they've got strong holdings and the overall cost as well look good. So while it's not perfect, you know, the style is a whole better than most, but you can still need to watch out for dangers in that area. And that's exactly what we're trying to find here.
You know, the interesting thing is that normally when we're talking about danger zone picks, we are talking about something where we're going, what's baked into the value, right? And we're talking about how the market has overpriced something and doesn't recognize that it's due for a fall. The interesting thing here is that large cap value is doing as well as it is, it's as attractive to you as it is, at a time when you could easily make a case that with the market at record high levels, good valuations are hard to find. How much for you right now is that also part of what's going on here? And that the best funds, like, is this fund pure large cap value? Or as Bill Nygren was saying on Money Life last Friday, you know, are we in a situation where as you watch the Mag 7 take off, the pool of large caps is shrinking a little bit? Little things more mid cap, like, is this fund pure large cap, or is this fund, because a lot of times funds get to the top of any rating system by kind of gaming it, and the market is changing.
So yeah, this is, you know, by the the measures we use, you know, we're looking at, you know, large cap classifications. Small mid was below, you know, 10 billion or so, 20 billion or so. It holds majority large cap stocks, and so you've got, you know, the mega caps running away with it, but we still look at, you know, companies, you know, huge large cap stocks like, you know, JP Morgan, Exxon Mobil, Home Depot, with these large, you know, multi-hundred-million-dollar market caps. And you've got companies in, you know, 60s and 40 billion range as well that we would classify as that large cap. And so we're looking at majority large cap fund here. There's a few mid cap, small cap kind of companies, but it is really large cap based, and digging in, you know, finding that these are, well, not maybe the most, you know, accurately valued or appropriately valued, because when you're looking at the overall market, everything does look so expensive. That's why you're going to find, you know, value and cheap is hard to find these days. You can still find stuff that is cheaper than the overall market.
And that's what this fund is doing. It is MDVWX. It is the Manning and Napier Disciplined Value Series Fund. It's in the attractive zone, not so much the danger zone. It's the attractive zone at the top of the large cap value class. Kyle Guskey, great stuff. Thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Learn more about what they do there. Check out the list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks and more by going to newconstructs.com. We are heading for home on this edition of Money Life. There's more financial talk to go, but we're past the halfway pole. So keep the momentum going. We'll take a quick break and be right back with more of Money Life.